Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday has found this the last day of October. Hey, what do you know? Spooky day! Trick or treat, Jay. Which will it be? Stand up and be counted. What's
yes.
the story?
Big fan of the treat part.
You are? Me too. I feel that my refrigerator treats for me. Ray! All right, lots of voices to be heard, a lot of conversations, the usual stuff. Every day is a different day. Good day. And the start of a new week. Always means a reboot. That's an interesting word. Chucker, our movie moments guy, uses that all the time when it comes to new TV shows and new movies that are based on old things that have been around. You'd think that we would have evolved, but there are really no new ideas. You know that, right? No new thoughts. Something that we think, even though we think it's unique, has been thought by somebody in some way, in some other place, some other time. So how about that? So where are the original thinkers? How far back do we have to go? What's their backup status? Who had the first thought? I guess that would be
Adam and Eve. Inventions, and you, just when you're thinking nothing new can possibly be invented because what is left?
What's
and
left?
And then these entrepreneurs and these amazing inventors still come up with things.
Yeah. New ideas, new gizmos, new things. So we accelerate into this new week by focusing on something that's pretty interesting. Good. Casey Hubbard is in the focus here, playing the trumpet since he was in the seventh grade. He said that he'd played in concert bands. Marching band was always one of the things that he really wanted to do. He's a high school junior, lives in Moore, Oklahoma, said, I want to do this because it's more exciting. So, Jay, his passion for music shown through his talent that, you know, some people are natural. They get it early on. Some people have to practice to learn. So he joined the marching band, and he found his purpose. Once he got there, he said he felt like he was really going to enjoy it. And so his dream was to perform on a football field where the team plays and the crowd cheers. Isn't that easy, though? He's in a wheelchair. He says, I know it's not going to be easy for me to get onto a field and actually march because I can't do that. But the director of the band at his school, how would you pronounce that, I suppose? Meewater, I guess, something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Said, music is for everybody. At the end of the day, all the trumpet players are on the field. Casey plays the trumpet. He needs to be on the field. The band director put his actions... Put your money where your mouth is, or it's something close to that. Anyway, he said, I remember, here we go. Let's see what happens. Hubbard said he wanted to be like the rest of the band. He wanted to be included. So he put his trumpet and marches with the band director. All kinds of teachers who do great things. He said, mine happens to be on the football field. Just being a normal operation of the band. They marched 3 years together, and he said, this is really amazing. So this coach offered this. I guess that his family was very interested in this as well, right? Seems that the family was supportive of him. Huh. Anyway, I thought this was interesting. All right, so there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm distracted because I think if this were Friday and we were doing the Talk Radio Countdown show, this would be number one, the attack on Paul Pelosi and what in the world happened and who is just sick enough.
What are things coming to?
That's the question.
And there's so much with the story, too, how his quick thinking to call 911 and without alerting. How do you say this guy's name, the intruder, David DePape?
DePape, D-E-P-A-P-E.
Yes.
De Pape, maybe. Yeah, right.
Yeah, without alerting this David guy that he was calling 911 and asking questions to help alert the dispatch of, hey, who are you? Why are you in my house? What are you going to do to me? All of these things where the 911 dispatcher, they're quick thinking as well to not do a welfare check, but to actually call it in as an emergency saved his life. And it really wasn't until the police arrived that there became that fight over the hammer, which the David character got it and did attack Paul. And he is expected to recover, but he didn't have to have surgery.
He could have been killed, though.
He was hit with a hammer in the skull. It's so terrifying. And he even said, you know, this David guy, where's Nancy? So who knows what could have happened had Nancy Pelosi been home at the time.
What is it that gets people this angry? This is something, and I hold leaders of both parties responsible for this. Barack Obama was out on the trail this weekend pushing for Democrats to be elected in the election a week from tomorrow, and he wasn't much help either. They're always talking about how bad the other side is, and they don't do this and they don't do that. Where's your solution, pal? Is there and maybe the question, I suppose, comes, what is the solution? Unless we have a complete remaking. Look at some of these, that old fossil Mitch McConnell. What did he have to say? There are a lot of missed opportunities and mixed messages that came from the Republicans. Now, I've no love for Nancy Pelosi in terms of her actions as Speaker of the House. I think she's pathetically political. And maybe people say, well, that's the job of the Speaker. The job of the Speaker is to get things done, to move people, to inspire people, to work in behalf of not only her constituents in San Francisco, but to work on behalf of the American people. And there is very little of that being done by either side, by anybody that is in the mainstream of the House of Representatives. And so anyway, and so because a lot of leaders, Kevin McCarthy, you know, everybody wants to know what Trump had to say. Who cares? What does that do to advance things? At what point in time are we going to stress the importance of getting things done so that we can survive and thrive? We are not going to be able to do that if we continue to harp and sharp and
for the American people, not just one political party.
Remember that we've been touting this the last couple of programs. Last week, Thursday and Friday, I was stuck on that phrase from the John Cena movie, The Independent, running for president as an independent. It's a pretty serious movie, supposedly. And the phrase that got me was country over party. We should all say that. Country over party. Country over. We should have a mantra of repeating it. Country over party. Country over party. And yet we have this hammering on the radio and on television and in the news media every day of why you should like this party because they're good and you shouldn't like that party because they're bad. That's the most moronic and thoughtless way of looking at this. We are all Americans and we are all sort of in this together, aren't we? The president should be, and so should all these other, they should be focused on the issues. How Republicans and Democrats don't get along isn't really an issue. It's a problem. There's a difference between an issue and a problem. And neither of those things are being worked on appropriately by anybody that I can see. And then there's the party eating their young. You can see DeSantis and Trump sort of back and forth because Trump wants to be the man and DeSantis wants to be the man. And the same is, I don't know whether you can see the same stuff on the side of the Democratic Party, but that's why I'm voting for John Cena.
No, but even look at that. It's all Republicans and Democrats, and there's this rhetoric that if you vote third party, you wasted your vote.
Yeah.
And whenever you get to the big debates, it's, again, only a candidate from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. There's nobody
else.
Libertarian.
And that's because they have too much control over our system, Jay. Way too much control over the system. It's all bad for the most part, and so we need to figure out a way to make it good. Here's another thing that will be on the countdown this week. The South Korean crowd at some, what is it, a big music festival, 120 people dead because it went on there.
Yeah, there's a
big gathering. Yeah, but what is it, a music festival? It's some sort of thing, or something that is celebrated anyway all the time. This is in a popular neighborhood in Seoul. A lot of people got just trampled on. If you look at some of those pictures, pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. And the majority of people were in their 20s. They did find out that there were two Americans there, somebody, a 20-year-old from Kentucky and one in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So it's a Halloween sort of musical spoof, a get-together. And again, I guess because today is Halloween, we ought to talk a little about that, the irresponsibility of people and the scary stuff that goes on. This is another one of those. It's not a holiday. It's a day of celebration, in a manner of speaking. The origins of it, we'll talk about that in the next half hour, and why it is that people get into a situation. What is there about it that is so, quote-unquote, I'll put this in quotes or parentheses, so exciting that you put all of these people together? There were thousands and thousands of people that had packed into this small alleyway.
Neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Having fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of fun. So one of the rumors is that the crowd was, the problem was caused by people rushing toward a bar after the word that some celebrity was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, celebrity. What is that? It's amazing how people...
and then panic is more
important.
Panic.
Yeah, right. Yep, all right, well, hold a good thought for all those people. 120 people killed in that circumstance. Wow. It's 18 past. This is the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput. Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
There is a big need for workers on the farm. The farming industry facing a major challenge. Farmers getting older, having a hard time getting new, younger folks to come in and take over. That's, as I look at my legacy, and perhaps you look at your legacy, isn't that what you want? You want to have care and feeding for your animals. You want the things that have been grown on your farm that it's known for to continue.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is good advice. Thank you. 24 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The passing of Jerry Lee Lewis. That's last. I chuckle about this because it was reported dead and then he wasn't. And people breathing a sigh of relief. Oh, I'm a big Jerry Lee Lewis fan. I'm glad he's not dead. Well, the hole in that story was that he was almost dead. And he's been on life support. He's lived a tough life, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. With him, there's a whole lot of shaking going on in lots of different ways, and we'll talk about that after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Baby, Jerry Lee Lewis, the last surviving member of Sun Records' Million Dollar Quartet and Class of 55 album, which featured superstars Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, and Elvis Presley, is gone. Born in Louisiana in 1935, Lewis began teaching himself piano from a young age and eventually became a part of the emerging rock and roll sound in Memphis, Tennessee. His solo breakthrough arrived in 1957 with his version of Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On. Becoming a smash hit single and causing controversy for a Trisque sound at the time. Soon after, his hit single Great Balls of Fire was even bigger.
It's just Great Balls of Fire!
Selling 1 million copies in the first 10 days in the U.S. and making him an international sensation. Despite controversy in his personal life, his seven-decade career featured wildlife performances and countless albums. He won 4 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Country Music Hall of Fame. We remember.
It's just Great Balls! Fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
All right, so yeah, Elvis, interesting, going back to that time, I was how old was I when all this stuff started? I was probably 6, maybe, or 7, when we all were exposed to Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino, Buddy Holly, and the rest of that group that changed music. In passing, mentioning his controversy of personal life, he married his 13-year-old cousin.
Yes, cousin once removed.
Yeah.
And I believe that wasn't that marriage recognized because he was still technically married to his previous spouse?
Yeah.
And he had that a couple times where the divorce was not finalized and he tried to marry somebody else.
Yeah. What is it? They say don't speak ill of the dead. He was an entertainer for sure from top to bottom, and that's kind of what we remember here about Jerry Lee Lewis at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, frequently people ask me, Warren, we'd love to adopt a dog, but we're really looking for a puppy or kitten. And very often I explain to them that they should really be thinking or rethinking about possibly adopting an older dog or cat. You know, you get what you see when you adopt an older pet. You know what they look like, how big they're going to be. And older pets generally settle in easy and bond rapidly with their new family. Many older pets have already experienced parts of life like riding in a car, going to the vet, walking on a leash, and are just happy to be with you. Older pets know you saved their lives and pay you back every day for the rest of theirs, and they're thankful for their second, third, or fourth chance. When you adopt older pets, you can erase their past unpleasant experiences by loving and caring for them. Older pets crave the same sense of belonging and need for love that all living things do. So, if you're thinking about adding a pet to your family, next time you go to the shelter, Rescue Humane Society, check out some of the older dogs and cats. They make great, great pets, and I promise you, they will thank you every day for saving their lives. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stacked junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man exonerated last year in the 1965 slaying of activist Malcolm X and the estate of a second man cleared after his death reached a settlement totaling $36 million with New York City and the state of New York. 84-year-old Muhammad Aziz served almost 2 decades in prison. Aziz is married and has 6 children. More than 100 people in Maguindanao province have died in one of the most destructive storms to hit the Philippines this year, with dozens more feared missing after villagers fled in the wrong direction and got buried under mudslides. Almost 2 million others were swamped by floods in several provinces. Monday Night Football tonight has Cincinnati traveling to Cleveland. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
21-year-old student and videographer going up and down the river didn't expect to see this treasure, but there it was in plain sight along the rocky shoreline of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. So anyway, this fellow went down, his name is Riley Bryant, went down to the riverbed, saw this stuff in good condition, just lying there.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34, almost 35 at the hour on the Monday Doug Steffens Good Day program. I hold my breath. I had it in my mind, DJV, but I didn't do it, Jay. I didn't do it.
See, I thought you were having a moment of what day is it, because that's what I have been happening. I've been
really?
happening
yeah.
a lot
Monday.
Lately.
I'd
never
it's
know
Halloween.
Day
it seems like the I saw so many people doing Halloween stuff over the weekend, youngsters and people. I have a big corn field down in the state park, and I was chopping corn, and there were children and there were adults who were running in and out of the corn trying to scare each other. You know, they do.
Oh, that's corn. Fun.
Yeah, right. It was fun. Yeah, there were a lot of dogs were running around and they're barking and having a good old time. Today is, for some, a kind of crazy, chaotic day. This is the spookiest day of the year for some. It's really, if you look at the at the origins of the day itself and what today is all about, celebration of Halloween and I suppose National Black Cat Day as well. That was supposed to be on Friday, but we have all of these things that we're afraid of. Fascinating history when you go back a little bit, the practices. This was a pagan holiday, like most of them are, mm-hmm. that the church took over. The Catholics at the time were looking to grab as many people as possible. So in terms of the Romans, even the Catholic Church started in Rome as a part. The Romans had huge pagan ideologies, put it that way. And so they believed in a lot of these different gods and goddesses, and that's how Halloween got started. But after the defeat of the Roman Empire, the Catholic Church arose to take all those pagan holidays and make them their own. And this is one of those. So let's see. This is an example of what goes on Halloween. Bobbing for apples. So when the Romans invaded England, as part of their pagan practices, they brought an apple tree, which was supposed to be symbolic of the goddess of plenty. During the festival every year, young marriage-minded people bit into the apples that were floating in the water. Whoever bit the apple and got a bite out of it was the next person to marry.
So, isn't that so different from how it's kind of celebrated today, where bobbing for apples? It's just a fun party game. It's not making you betrothed to somebody else.
Yeah. Anyway, there is all kind of stuff that went on in what is Ireland today, northern France and England. This is a thousands-year-old festival that the Celts started, which is a relic of the old Roman Empire. Pagans wore costumes when it all got started. They lit fires to keep the bad spirits away. This is, you know, the whole business about All Hallows Eve. That's what this is. This was the belief was at the beginning that the dead were returning to walk among us, and it was kind of, you know, this was to protect ourselves.
The veil
from the fires.
Was incredibly thin on this day.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the Christians came in the 8th century. Some of the traditions have lasted through the years. This is the All Hallows Eve is the predecessor to All Souls Day, which is either tomorrow or...
Yeah, it's November 1st now.
Supposed to be the day after?
Yeah. It was November 2nd at a certain point in history, and then they changed it to directly after Halloween, and that was kind of like the... Was it Sacred Day and All Hallows Day and then All Hallows Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Different word for Halloween. Yeah.
So there are some people that go to church today because it is, according to the tradition anyway, in the Catholic Church, something that needs to, we need to ask for forgiveness for our sins. And then we go out and that's where the trick or treat came from, right? You go in and
the trick-or-treating started as what they called guising in Scotland and Ireland, where people would go door-to-door in their communities. They would sing songs, recite poetry, tell jokes, even do tricks to get free food and gifts as part of the day to honor the dead. And then it turned into our trick-or-treating.
Yeah. It was all about candy and pumpkins. Where did the pumpkins come from? Carving out pumpkins and having lights in them and that kind of stuff. Which, by the way, don't put a candle inside of a pumpkin because the pumpkin will just immediately dissolve the heat. Mm.
There's so many great battery-operated lights that look like candles anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's not only dangerous, but also destroys the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
You do that once and that's it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
The practice of jack-o'-lanterns went along with scaring evil spirits away.
Yep.
Kind of the way that the pagans wore costumes and lit fires.
I'm close to Salem, Massachusetts, about 40 miles from me. I know the mayor of Salem, who happened to be running for lieutenant governor in Massachusetts in this election coming up. and Salem this past weekend, the number of people in Salem for Halloween weekend doubled the population of the town.
Do the actual residents hate this holiday?
Oh, awful. Terrible. People come into town. It's good for business in the town, but the people who live there, it's a small town. I think there are 35,000 people that live there. But this weekend there were 75,000 people in the town, and they don't know what to do with them. But they, you know, the merchants love it because they sell lots of, you know, all the stores are filled with shirts and hats and sweatshirts and everything that's decorated with spooky stuff. And so we have a new, the 1920s was when the trick-or-treat thing started, asking for a treat. That goes back to the Middle Ages, but the trick-or-treat and candy and stuff came about as a result of, the whole business of, oh, children should be involved. Here's the story of a crafty dad who transformed his home in England with really amazing Halloween decorations. They're all handmade. You see these pictures? A giant spider raising cash for a charity. His name is Kieran King. Packed the outside of his home with massive spiders and demons and webs to create the spookiest, most memorable experience. And then he works on this from summer to fall.
Uh-huh.
This is every year he builds
a lot of money and time into this, and it's all right. For a good cause too, not just celebrating spooky season.
Yeah, but he says it spends about $1,000 to make this, and they raised $3,100 in 3 days for a local children's hospital. So this is really, it's interesting how you can take something like this, have it become your cause, and really do something good with it. Instead of just going around the children, there used to be, and I don't know if they still do, collect for UNICEF. I remember doing that when I was a youngster. The United Nations Children's Fund. Did you ever do that when you were out trick-or-treating?
No.
No, didn't you? Oh, all right. Well, I think it's still done, but I don't know that for sure. That's one of the few good things that the United Nations does, in my estimation anyway. The United Nations Children's Fund is something, and it's been touted. I think most people listening to us probably know about UNICEF. And so anyway, there's this one thing that's done in England. And then I put aside the celebration, quote, I put celebration in quotation marks of National Black Cat Day. why are people afraid of black cats? There's this whole thing about, you know, it's like being afraid of the number 13.
I think it goes along with superstition, but those are like straight up phobias.
Yeah.
Where it is a debilitating.
The British Isles are places where this is really something that turned it around. The presence of black cats is indicative of good fortune and prosperity. But a lot of people, it's kind of like a lot of other ideas. People get in their head. When you're taught as a youngster that this is good or this is bad, often it stays with us. You ever notice that? Some of the things that you have, that you hold near and dear, are things that your parents taught you. And this is one of them, I think. You know, there is the people who believe that there were severe consequences for owners of black cats. That goes back to the early 17th century when we were establishing ourselves here and all of them down the East Coast. There was a strict suspicion of anything that was tied to the perils of witchcraft. Thus, the focus on Salem and witches and burning them at the stake. If a woman had a black cat in Salem, automatically she was condemned to death. Did you know that? That's how, among other things, they determined if you have a black cat and you're in Salem, you're dead. Back in the 17th
back
century.
Back in the day, yeah. Or even if somebody else accused them of witchcraft, that was like, you were guilty until proven innocent, and nobody was ever proven innocent.
No. Hey, before, and this goes back to the Pope that was in office in 1232, Pope Gregory, suggested that black cats were associated with Satan, and that's all it needed. Catholics, the Pope says it, therefore it must be true. So kill those black cats. There were people who were skinning them alive, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was
That's
a poem
so
from Edgar Allan Poe's Black Cat. Now, this was back. This was written in 1843 about a murderer carefully concealing a crime, eventually breaking down and revealing himself because of a nagging reminder of his guilt. The Black Cat. And there have been, you know, a lot of little silly things. I'm not a big fan. I have barn cats, and now I think about it, we have a black barn cat. We have one of those multicolored, they call orange and brown. What do they call those cats?
Calico?
Calico. No. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Calico cat. Yep. We have a cat that's all white, and the cat, this is, the cat that's white is always fighting with the cat that's black. Now, you think about that for a second, right? The cat that's white, at least the barn cats, I've had a lot of really. We had, at one point in time on Eastley, at the big farm, we had 54 cats running around. I finally had to get the animal guy to come in and capture them all. We had a couple of cats that were just, you know, they'd just have the male cats that would go running around and find all the female cats, and the next thing you know, there'd be another litter. It was crazy. We didn't have any rats. No rats, no mice, none of that stuff. But the place was overrun with cats. So, anyway, if you are out today, well, probably it was yesterday or over the weekend that you paid attention to that, but it's interesting to know the folklore and the history and the origins of Halloween. I noticed that Bill Maher was all over on the Friday night program some of the Halloween costumes that he thought, you know, Queen Elizabeth. Are there people actually going out today dressed as Queen Elizabeth? Isn't it too soon for that?
Well, that was one of the things he was saying, but he wasn't, he kind of hit it in the guise of, like, he was coming in for people who were, you know, dressing up as something that might be deemed offensive. Yeah. But really, he was coming for the people who are deeming these things offensive. He is like, Halloween is for this.
Mm. All right, well, anyway, happy Halloween for those of you who are going out. Trick or treat on Good Day at 48 after.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's farm food and family time here at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, October 31st. Jay Kirshner and I celebrating our usual focus on the farm and food with today's recall. Frozen chicken patties sold at Costco. Plastic contamination from Foster Farms. 140,000 pounds of frozen chicken patties, which in this particular case were all shipped to Costco. Department of Food and Agriculture said 80-ounce bags of breaded chicken. You know, I was shopping. I did my food shopping on Saturday night, and I saw these things in big plastic bags. I didn't know at the time that they were recalled, and it isn't just this particular brand. This is a Wegman store that I was in, but it's the same stuff. It's all, they put different labels on it, and it has different, you know, but it's all that comes from the same place. There are hard, clear pieces of plastic in this recall. This is I would think this would be pretty risky, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
stick this stuff
of course.
In your mouth.
Well, and it seems like that tends to happen more so with processed chicken, obviously, because it goes through more stuff rather than the, like, full breasts of chicken, but it's just... Oh, goodness, can you imagine biting into a piece of that or not
well,
even
that's
biting
what happened.
Into
that's
swallowing
how they
it and then it rips up your inside?
Oh, my God. This is very dangerous. Yep. Anyway, if you got questions, bring Foster Farms products back to your store and get your money back. Foster Farms having a problem. All right, so today's Halloween. A couple of things that are related to Halloween. When it comes to the food department, we will discuss those after this.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. So, U.S. officials want to save a flower found in the remote stretches of Florida's swamps called the ghost orchid. See how my mind works on Halloween, you talk about ghost orchids.
And this thing kind of looks like a white spider.
Yeah, it does. That's why they called it the ghost orchid. Apparently, populations have declined by 90% around the globe in the last 3 decades or so. So they're trying, the Institute for Regional Conservation would like you to help them save this, they put in quotation, icon of beauty from extinction. Preventing extinction. First, you got to know what they look like, and now the feds are going to put some kind of protective device around them. Who knows what that means? How many acres of land? There are apparently only 1,500 ghost orchid plants left in Florida. And so we're at some point in time. I don't know that I ever really would have thought about a ghost orchid as something that should be saved, but apparently the government thinks that it should, so they're going to protect lots of land and, I don't know. I do think that in the movie Abdication, good dog, The Orchid Thief, which has Meryl Streep and Nicolas Cage in it, that was a prevalent sort of background in the movie itself, part of the movie. So, orchid, if you have a ghost orchid, it's probably worth a lot of money, much as anything else. Protect it with your life! And now, here's something I guess you can blame on Halloween. The Texas pizzeria cutting off a slice of Jeffrey Dahmer and the people who are fascinated with him. This is ghoulish. Central Capital Pizza in Lubbock, Texas, displaying it's called the Jeffrey Dahmer Special, a finger and an eyeball surrounded by what looks like blood and guts. Good.
Yeah, and this is just a window decoration kind of thing. It's not actually on the menu, but it is gnarly looking.
Ah, looks awful. Cheaper. They've got ramen noodles in it, pepperoni, and looks like... it is the spooky season after all, we know. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.